Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
BJ and Jay.
All right, let's talk about this Nintendo heist. Man, oh man, this happened in Bennett. A truck loaded with Nintendo Switch games, the brand new ones, headed to Texas, pulls into a truck stop in Bennett. Next morning, boom, they're all gone.
Do you think it was a setup? Like, I mean, a not setup, a coordinated effort?
Like an inside job?
Yeah. Let's listen to Jim Hooley here, Fox 31, and then we'll just try to draw a conclusion to this, okay?
You do the math on this, we're 3,000 consoles all together. They retail for about $500. That comes out to a total of about $1.5 million worth of these consoles that were ripped off. This is really serious stuff. This is what we have from Arapahoe County now this morning. The sheriff's investigators there say that the driver of the truck was hauling the video consoles all the way from the Nintendo corporate headquarters in Washington State. He parked here at the Love truck stop in Bennett to spend the night, and the next morning, the consoles were discovered gone. Now, the question for investigators is, did the thieves know what was inside that truck?
Driver was inspecting his trailer before traveling and realized that it was broken into. It's a high-value theft that investigators are taking very seriously.
The driver has told investigators he didn't know exactly what was inside the trailer. He only had some kind of idea. He thought it was some kind of games or toys. Mm-hmm. The consoles were supposed to end up in Texas. Obviously, nobody knows where they are right now. I mean, obviously, they're going to be sold in some way, shape, or form on the black markets. Give Arapahoe County a call if you have any info whatsoever. Live out in Bennett this morning, I'm Jim Hooley, Fox 31.
I don't know. I watch a lot of crime shows. I smell a rat here.
Who said, which one of you said they were on pallets?
Yeah, they were all on pallets.
They would need a forklift.
Not necessarily. You just take them off the pallet.
That would take a lot of time.
Well, unwrap that.
Yeah,
but here's the suspicious part. You're telling me that this truck driver never opened his eyes. He never woke up during the overnight while this truck, you know, those make noises when you lift up those back of the trucks. And then you've got to haul out of there 3,000 units. Even if you use a forklift, Jamie, like you're saying, that would make a lot of noise. If you don't use a forklift, it would still make a lot of noise. But they're all gone.
Maybe he takes, what's that weird sleeping aid that people just pass
Ambien.
Out?
Ambien.
Ambien.
He's got Ambien in the truck.
He was hallucinating at the time.
Yeah, I don't know if you take Ambien if you're a truck driver.
I don't know
how that works.
I don't know. We know somebody that was a school bus driver and they took it.
$1.4 million in Nintendo Switch 2 units stolen out of this truck. I don't know, man. There's just something fishy about this.
Well, especially since we haven't heard about other thefts going on at that location.
Yeah, and nobody knew what was in the truck. How would you even know
crook? Well, I thought you meant the driver. Because driver's like, well, I knew it was like something from Nintendo.
Well.
Because you're at Nintendo.
Like you said earlier in the show, okay? If you spot a truck and you say, we're going to rob that truck, we don't know exactly what's in it. And they just so happened to stumble upon 3,000 units of this Nintendo Switch, which is highly coveted. Everybody's trying to get their hands on these things. They're on their way to Texas. I don't know. Without another truck being broken into, it just sounds suspicious.
Yeah, but we're not accusing him.
No,
we're not.
Well, I kind of am.
Well, I think I'm kind of.
I think I'm kind of saying that this guy might have been in on this job.
It's a little fishy,
and he's claiming he didn't know what was in the truck. Come on.
3,000 Nintendo Switches. Like, how do you do that on eBay?
I don't know.
One every day or something?
I don't know.
Just on the down low?
I don't know how you pull that off. I mean, I don't know how you get them out of that truck without anybody seeing you.
That's what I was thinking was fishy,
How can you do that?
Unless he parked somewhere that was, like, kind of up against the forest.
Yeah, intentionally. Mm-hmm. Intentionally.
I mean, I'm not saying he did that, but, you know.
I am. Yeah, crook.
It just seems like everybody's kind of very aware what's going on at truck stops. They're, you know, they're alive 24-7.
Yeah. This happened 10 days ago.
Why are we just now hearing about it?
That's what I'm thinking. Something's fishy here. Nothing's adding up. How do you get these 3,000 units out of that truck? You're at a truck stop. Truck stops are busy 24-7.
Schmidel's a thief. Ask him.
Hey, Schmidel. You smell a rat here.
As soon as I saw this story, the first thing I thought was like, this truck driver has to be in on this. There's no way that he's not.
Yeah.
It makes too much sense, especially because you look at the trailer. This is like half of the trailer and there's stuff thrown all over the place. You can see that they like physically were like cutting it. That just would take a really long time.
Yeah. All night.
Yeah.
Yeah, all night. Like Jamie said, that's a 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. job right there.
Yeah.
And the police get called at 8 a.m. That's when they say they were informed that something went wrong.
He's getting a cut.
One thing about these, though, is I'm pretty sure Nintendo can track the serial numbers of everything on this trailer. So the people who are buying them, they're going to get them. And then they'll probably get some sort of message that'll say it's stolen or something, and then their consoles won't work.
Right, like the iPhones that were
stolen. Exactly, yeah.
I feel like this story is going to just go away. We'll never get it resolved. You know what I mean?
Why is that? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's just usually when it's an inside job and things like that, they just kind of bury the story. It's like, whatever happened with the Nintendo truck?
Oh.
I don't know. Never heard another word. I don't know. Something smells fishy here.
Weird.
How a truck can be unloaded 3,000 units in the middle of the night and nobody spots it, nobody wakes up, and it's just gone.
I always feel bad. Changing gears. I always feel bad when I'm in a truck stop and they're like, number 34 for the shower.
Yeah, then when you get a picture and you see number 34,
I don't know. It just feels like such a sad, hard life.
It's like a cattle call.
Yeah. 34, your shower's ready.
I got to go to the convenience store to get to the shower. Everyone knows I'm showered in there.
34, your shower's hot. Come on. It's like some dude's in there waiting for you. It's like, whoa.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.